Hello and welcome to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast, a podcast designed to help heart-centered service providers like you build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you. I'm your host, Becky McCleary, and I am so grateful that you are here. Now, while I love the freedom of having my own business, I can admit that being a solopreneur can sometimes feel lonely. And at the same time, I think that a lot of what we see online can actually hold us back from success because we slip into comparison and self-doubt. With this in mind, I wanted to have conversations with other solopreneurs. And so we're doing a special series. Each episode is short so that it's easy to listen whenever you need a little bit of encouragement. My hope is that these episodes will inspire you and remind you that you are not alone. This special series is brought to you by the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society, a close-knit, supportive mastermind and business community that goes beyond your regular business course or mastermind group. It's a movement transforming how women build their businesses through connection and collaboration. The women featured in this series are the types of women you'll find inside the society, and we'd love to have you join us. I invite you to learn more and apply to join our next cohort by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. In this episode, we're talking with Samantha Gaunt, a blended mom of five, a creative entrepreneur, and the founder of Simply Scaling, a business that helps mompreneurs streamline their businesses and align their passions with their monthly cycles for a strategic edge. Welcome, Samantha. I am so excited to talk with you today. And before we dive in, I would just love to learn more about your story. So can you tell us more about what you do and how you found your way to this work?
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me. My name is Samantha Gaunt. I'm a wife, scrunchy mom of five, and multi-passionate entrepreneur. I help women sync their business and their life with their menstrual cycle so that they can work with their bodies instead of against them. I started out as a virtual assistant, just juggling motherhood and entrepreneurship, constantly feeling like I was either doing too much or never enough. I kept trying to create and force routines that didn't fit my energy, and it left me feeling exhausted and inconsistent. So when I finally discovered cycle syncing and started aligning my life and my work with my natural rhythms, things finally clicked for me. And I now have more energy, better focus, and flexible, sustainable routines that actually work. So, and like I said, now I help other women do the same and build their businesses in a way that actually feels good. And because I started out as a VA, if they hit any roadblocks in energy or focus, we just work together and simplify and streamline things behind the scenes to help them make sure that their needle stays moving.
That's awesome. I love that. And I love how kind of your own experience inspired you to move forward in this direction and help others with that. So thinking back on your business, is there anything that you know now that you wish you had known when you started out?
Yeah, definitely. So kind of what stemmed this whole new pivot is that more hustle doesn't necessarily mean more success. So I used to think that if I just worked harder, pushed through the exhaustion and forced myself to be more consistent, everything would eventually work. Mm-hmm. But the truth is alignment is way more powerful than hustle. And when I started cycle syncing, I feel like I got more done with less stress and my business actually grew in a way that felt really good. And I was still serving others. So if I could go back, I would just tell myself that, stop working through the night. Rest when you feel like resting. Trust that your energy levels will ebb and flow and your business can still thrive. And most importantly, just don't be nervous to ask for help when you need it.
I love that. I think probably so many women can relate to that. I know in the early stages of my business, I definitely pushed way too hard, thinking that if I just worked a little bit longer, pushed a little bit more, then things would come together. And It never worked out for me. I just ended up burning out. So I love that advice. And I know it's going to help so many people. So looking back on your business journey, is there a lesson that you have learned or is there a piece of advice someone else gave you that has really helped you in your business?
So I'd say the best advice that I've received is that boundaries keep others out, but they also keep you in and aligned with what matters most. So making sure that I set very clear boundaries and knowing what my focus or priority is right now really keeps me from stretching myself too thin over a wider area. Mm. So instead of this allows me to go deeper and more intentional with each part of my life. So I've learned to stop overcommitting and start saying no to things that weren't serving me. It's also helping me build stronger communication skills, just letting others know that when I say no, it's not a reflection of them. It's more of a reflection of my boundaries, like my kids or my health. And people actually really do respect that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As you're talking, I'm wondering, did setting boundaries come easily for you? Or is that something that you had to learn and that maybe you have to continue to remind yourself of as you go along?
Okay. Definitely a learned skill. It was very hard because, you know, like I said, just hustling and saying yes to everything. And it was very learned, and I have to still work at it. And really, you know, when I'm presented with opportunities like this and anything like, you know, podcasts or whatever, I really have to think, is this going to serve me? Is this going to be a good time mm-hmm. where I'm going to be at, you know, specifically in my business, I'll only do podcasts or, you know, lives or things like that, or record during, you know, the center of my cycle. So I'm never doing it, you know, mid menstrual cycle or luteal phase. It's just, I know that it won't serve me and I won't be able to serve others well. So boundaries is definitely a thing that is a continuous work.
Okay. And I love that because I feel like, well, one, it's so honest. And I think a lot of us need to hear, like, it's not necessarily easy, but it can still be helpful. And it takes that, just that commitment to, you know, I think if I can view it as the boundaries, it's not about being mean or shutting people out necessarily. It's more about being the best version of myself for everyone in my life. And when I am trying to do everything for everyone, I just burn out and I don't have as much energy, and that doesn't serve anyone. So I love how you're very intentional with it. And just that reminder that we can continue to make those choices that are in the best interest of what matters most to us. So thank you.
Exactly. Yeah. And like I said, I think others really tend to respond well, and it almost triggers like a domino effect. So if I say, oh, I'm sorry, I can't do that right now because I've already committed myself to my daughter for, you know, whatever this is, they're like, it almost, like I said, it makes them think like, oh, wow, like maybe I need to do those same things. Mm-hmm. So it's all nice to normalize it.
Yes. I love that. Okay. So if we have someone who is listening right now, who maybe they're feeling discouraged in their business, or they're feeling overwhelmed or frustrated, what advice would you give to her?
Yeah. First, take a breath. You're not failing. You're probably just overwhelmed and you're likely growing. Mm-hmm. So chances are you're trying to do too much in ways that don't actually fit your energy or your season of life right now. Instead of forcing productivity, just step back and ask yourself, what season am I in right now? Am I expecting myself to perform the same way every single day when my body and energy naturally shift? And, you know, like, what can I let go of that's not actually serving me? So you don't have to hustle and grind your way through this. Small shifts, just like paying attention to your energy levels, asking for help, or simply just like giving yourself permission to slow down and rest can make all the difference in building a business that fits your life and not the other way around.
Love that. So helpful. And I really love that idea of giving yourself permission, because I think a lot of us really struggle with that. And I think especially women, those of us with our own business, if you're a mom, there's always something that you could be doing. There's never going to be that magical time where everything is taken care of and you can just relax. And I know that when my kids were younger, especially, I was kind of waiting for that time. And then I learned like, oh, I have to choose this intentionally to recharge. Otherwise, it's just never going to happen. So I love this. Thank you so much. So I want to be really mindful of everyone's time. And I know that some people are going to be listening and thinking, okay, I'd love to learn more from Samantha. So can you tell us how listeners can connect with you?
Yeah, so I'd love to connect. You can find me on Instagram at the.samantha.gaunt. And you can also check out my website at samanthagaunt.com for more ways to work with me.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. And for all of our listeners, we'll have those links right by this recording too, so it's very easy to find. And I just want to thank you, Samantha, so much for joining us here today. It was really lovely talking with you and learning from you.
Yeah, you're welcome, Becky. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us and listening to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast. I hope this episode has offered you some encouragement, some insight, and some new ideas to support you in building a business that works for you. And if you're ready for deeper support and love the idea of connecting and collaborating with other heart-centered service providers, I'd love to have you join us in the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society. You can learn more and apply to join our next group by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. Remember that our world needs you, your gifts, your vision, and your work. And I'm cheering you on as you bring your vision to life and build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you.